Thank you for joining us. This is the Fisheries Podcast, a weekly podcast that shares the stories of the amazing people and projects that make up fisheries science. If you haven't already, follow the podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fisheries Pod. If you are the generous sort, you can be like Ben, Tyler, Janet, Robin, and John, who all support the podcast on Patreon. Through Patreon, you are able to support the show with either a recurring or one-time donation, which helps us pay for various parts of the show. That isn't your thing, you can also purchase various Fisheries Pod t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and face masks on our Teespring store if you feel inclined. So check that out. This is your co-host, Sue Colvin. This week, I will be joined by Arkansas Tech University Fish and Wildlife students who have agreed to appear on our State Fish Quiz Show episode. Full disclaimer, we are not experts on state fish, but that said, my co-host today is Fish and Wildlife major Dawson Hicks. Dawson is quite an expert on Arkansas fishes and the perfect person to help me challenge our contestants today. Dawson is also an accomplished linguist and sound editor. Welcome, Dawson.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun putting this together, and I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Oh, great. Also joining us today are our contestants, two ATU students. First, let me introduce my co-host from the Everything Electrofishing episode, Emily Jonigan. Emily is working on a sauger genetics project on the Arkansas River. Welcome, Emily. Can you remind our listeners what your project entails?
Hi, Sue. Thanks for having me. Good to be here. My project is on the effects of dams on sauger genetic population structure in the Arkansas River. So I'm expected to graduate in December, and then, you know, hopefully I'll have data maybe by fall would be great. So that's the goal.
Okay. All right. That's one of our next podcast episodes then.
Yeah.
Also joining us today is Fisheries Podcast superfan and ATU undergrad, Jacob Atchley. Jacob is just embarking on a fish project, specifically working with buffalo and tracking their movements on the Arkansas River. So welcome, Jacob. And Jacob, can you give our listeners a rundown of your new project?
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the fine scale movements of buffalo fishes within the Arkansas River. We may end up narrowing it down to smallmouth or bigmouth, just depending on how our sampling goes. We're going to be tagging them with Vimco acoustic telemetry tags and monitoring their movements and seeing if the dams below Pool 9 and Dardanelle are affecting their spawning habitats and general movements like that.
Okay. So you're going to be seeing if they can go through the locks, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or trying to.
Yeah, trying to.
And you took the boat out for the first time today, and how many buffalo did you catch?
Yeah, none.
All right. So we'll keep working on that. So Emily and Jacob, thanks for being on the show today. The theme of today's quiz is state fish. And so Dawson and I will ask you a series of questions and you'll take turns answering. If one of you answers incorrectly, the other will have a chance to steal. So the first question is going to be from Dawson and directed towards Emily. So go ahead, Dawson.
Okay, so state fish are not all unique. Some states have the same species as their state fish. So what is the most popular freshwater state fish?
Ooh. So I can think of two states already that have the same state fish. I'm just going to throw channel catfish out there. I think that might be one of them.
Good guess. That's not correct though.
Oh, darn.
let Jacob steal if he wants.
That was honestly going to be my guess too. So we will throw out largemouth bass.
You guys are so awesome. Those were like two and three, right, Dawson?
Yeah, they're pretty, there were several states, especially in the South, that recognized the largemouth bass as a state fish. And a few states throughout the Midwest that had the channel catfish in the South as well.
Mm-hmm. But the number one state fish, you want to say it, Dawson?
It is the brook trout.
The brook trout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nine states.
Who knew?
All right. So, Jacob, this one's directed to you. So, our score right now is 0-0. So, we're still tied. Jacob, how many states, at least according to Wikipedia, have no state fish?
One.
How did you know that?
I actually heard it, I believe, on one of the podcasts, because they're trying to get Channel Catfish recognized as that state.
Okay, do you remember the state?
Is it Iowa? No.
Close. You're so close. You're so close. I don't know.
It's up there somewhere.
It's like a bunch of vowels, right? Okay, so Ohio. All right, awesome. Jacob is on the board. Indiana is questionable because it just lists bass. So if you're from Indiana and you know what the state fish is there, let us know. Tweet at the pod. Okay, so Dawson, do you have the next question for Emily?
I do. So many states recognize more than one state fish for whatever reason. Some may have a freshwater state fish and a saltwater state fish if they're a coastal state. So my question to you, Emily, is what state has the most state fish?
I'm going to think about that one. I'm going to assume it's a coastal state, probably a larger state, maybe. Let's see. I'm kind of thinking California. Let's see. I'm going to say California.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Jacob, you want to shoot your shot at it?
I'm going to throw a random one out here. We're going to go with South Carolina.
Jacob, you were so close.
North Carolina, ain't it?
No, it isn't.
Other direction. It is.
Yeah.
Go Florida? Oh, overshot. Go for it, Dawson.
No,
it's Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah.
But you were both really close. You had it almost there, Emily, when you said a coastal state. So you guys are doing a good job.
Try.
So this next one is for Jacob. Jacob, as Dawson mentioned, some states have multiple state fish. Often it's a freshwater state fish and a saltwater state fish, though not always. So, Jacob, how many states have saltwater state fish? So, like an officially recognized saltwater state fish.
Eleven.
I think we should give it to him because when I counted 11, but Dawson counted 10. And so I just assumed Dawson was right. So, but we'll give it to you, Jacob. Good job. How did you know that?
I took a random guess. I was kind of counting the states in my head and I got to like 8. Then I was like, yeah, we'll just go with 11.
That is great. And there are other states that have, their state fish as a saltwater species, but it's 10 or 11 that have an officially recognized saltwater fish. All right. Dawson, do you have a question for Emily?
I do. So we asked earlier, what's the most common freshwater state fish? But now I want to ask you, what is the most common saltwater state fish?
Man, I need to get on the board here. Okay. Thinking about it.
I'll give you guys a hint. It's a bony fish, so it's not like, don't guess shark or anything. It is
okay.
A bony fish.
I'm kind of thinking maybe like Atlantic, like striped bass.
On the board, Emily, on the board.
Yay!
All right, so score update. Jacob has 2 and Emily has 1. Excellent. So next question for Jacob. Jacob, Since you're an avid podcast listener, you may actually remember this was covered in a very early episode of the show. How many states have primitive state fish and which ones?
I'm going to go with 6. I really don't have a clue. So
there's one state that we know of that has a primitive state fish. So what state and what fish?
Would it be Texas? And is it alligator gar?
You are so close, Jacob. Not, but...
I think it's Arkansas, right? And it is the alligator gar.
2-2. All right, Emily with the steal.
Okay, so Emily, which state or how many states have a commercial fish and what are they?
Like a state commercial fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the state and the fish.
State and the fish, wow.
Dustin, can we make it a little bit easier and just say it's just one, but you have to get the
state? Yeah, probably.
It is just
that,
one?
That was kind of implied when I asked you which one it was.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess maybe Washington State, and say salmon.
Not bad. I like guess. Your reasoning, but Jacob, what do you think?
Will you tell me if her species was right?
It was not.
Florida and snapper. I don't know.
Dustin, you want to reveal?
Yep. So it's Tennessee, and the state commercial fish for Tennessee is the channel catfish.
I was thinking about channel catfish. It just didn't seem right.
Let's see. This is for Jacob. And again, we're still tied 2-2. How many states, Jacob, have the mighty muskie as their state fish?
3.
Okay. What states?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Emily, I'm just going to let you know that this question is still available.
So I'm going to say 3 is not correct.
3 is too many. So okay. I'm going to nudge you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's I got a bonus hint. I'm going to say 2, and I'm thinking Michigan. Maybe 1. I don't know, Wisconsin. Those are my guesses.
Okay. Should we give her partial credit? Give her a 0.5 on that?
All right.
It's one state and it is Wisconsin. So very good. You guys are really good at your regional kind of state fishness. Jacob has 2 and Emily has 2.5.
Yep, that's what I've got. Okay. So Missouri is the only landlocked state that has 2 state fish. What are the names of these 2 scaleless yet unrelated fish?
Is this my question or Emily's question?
This is Emily's question.
Oh, is this mine? Oh, no. I'm from Missouri and I'm not sure. Okay. So you said they're scaleless fish.
Yeah. Do you want me to read the question again?
Yeah, let's read it one more time.
Okay, Missouri is the only landlocked state with 2 state fish. What are the names of these 2 scaleless yet unrelated fish?
So I'm pretty sure that the channel catfish is 1. And then the other, let's think, kind of thinking it may be a trout, since they do have some trout fisheries in Missouri. Not really native, but
is that your final answer?
No. We're gonna consult on the sidelines really quickly.
Not final.
Emily.
Okay.
It's scaleless.
Oh, scale. Okay. Like scale less.
Right. Like yes. No scales.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, yeah, we got the channel cabbage. And then flathead catfish.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Jacob.
So I know channel catfish is correct.
Do you want me to read the question again?
No, I got the question.
Okay.
Is it like the freshwater eel?
Okay. You're going to be kicking yourself whenever I give you the answer. Yeah. The answer is channel catfish and paddlefish.
Oh. Should have known that.
Eel was good. That was a good guess, though.
It was.
All right. So last question, and this one goes to Jacob. My apologies for messing up our order. Jacob, Maryland state fish is the rockfish. In this specific instance, though, it doesn't refer quite to the same species as you might think on, say, the West Coast. In this instance, or what rockfish are they referring to? Don't overthink it.
I don't even have a guess. I mean,
say one.
Flounder.
Flounder. All right. No, it's good. I mean, it's confusing. That's why we put it as a question. Emily, in for the steal?
Can you repeat it one more time?
So Maryland state fish is the rockfish. To what species are they actually referring?
Okay. Is it a dogfish? I'm not sure.
The striped bass.
Oh. Okay.
So do any of you know, is that what they call it there? Is that the common name for striped bass in Maryland?
I'm not sure. I've heard of rock bass, but that's something different. So.
Okay, listeners from Maryland, let us know if striped bass are called rockfish in Maryland. All right, that ends the quiz. And the winner is, and Dawson can confirm my scorekeeping, but I believe that the final score is Jacob had 2 and Emily had 2.5.
Wow. Man, nail biter.
Ooh, too close.
All right, great job. Okay. So Dawson has some fun state fish facts for us. And while he goes through those, Jacob and Emily, please review the state fish list that I sent you and pick out your own favorite state fish. So go ahead, Dawson.
Okay, so one thing that I noticed is that the cutthroat trout is a very popular state fish. However, a few states, Colorado, Montana, Nevada, and New Mexico, and Utah, all recognize a certain subspecies of cutthroat trout, and they're all unique. There's no repeating subspecies. Like Colorado, for instance, has the greenback cutthroat trout. Montana has the west slope cutthroat trout. Nevada has the Lahontan cutthroat trout. And New Mexico has the Rio Grande cutthroat trout. And finally, Utah has the Bonneville cutthroat trout. And these are 5 of 14 recognized subspecies of cutthroat trout. I thought that was quite interesting.
That is really interesting. And there's actually a lot of really cool state fish facts within that list, or facts that we could have generated from that list. And maybe we will on a future episode. So if everybody's had a chance to look over the list, I'll start with you, Dawson. Which one of those fish resonated with you, and which one of the state fish is your favorite state fish?
Oh, definitely the paddlefish. And, technically, and the reason why Missouri has 2 state fish is because one is the official state fish and the other one is the state aquatic animal, which in this case happens to be another fish, which is the paddlefish. So channel catfish is the state fish, but the paddlefish is the state aquatic animal.
So it's kind of a trick question, is what you're saying.
Kind of.
It is. Jacob, what's your favorite state fish?
I'm going to go with the Florida largemouth bass.
And why is that?
Because up here in Arkansas, they've started stocking them, and they grow bigger than our northern strain largemouth bass we have here. So they're more fun to catch because they fight more and they're bigger.
All right, fair enough. And do you want to share how much you fish with listeners to the show and why that's especially important to you?
Well, I fish for Arkansas Tech. We have a fishing team here, so we fish tournaments year-round. So, yeah, they're kind of special to me just for that reason. So,
Emily, what is your favorite state fish?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go with the Arkansas state fish, the primitive state fish, the alligator gar. I've always been really interested in gar just in general. Just they're really cool fish, really unique, and they've been around for a long time. They've got some interesting, you know, history. And I've never seen an alligator gar in the wild. I've seen plenty of long nose, short nose, and spotted gar. So that's kind of one of my bucket list fish to see in the wild.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't either. Have either of you seen one in the
wild? I don't think I have, come to think about it. Not swimming around in the river or anything. What about you, Jacob?
Yeah, I've seen one down on Millwood once before, but I've seen one in my life, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely not as prolific as the long-nosed gar, which here in Arkansas is everywhere.
Right. Right. And so Millwood, Jacob, is in the southwestern part of the state?
Correct. It's down by Texarkana.
Okay. Were you down there fishing or something and you saw one?
Yeah. We've been down there several times. We bow fish and stuff. So actually, I think the time we seen it, we were actually just regular fishing, but.
Okay. You saw it down there. All right. Cool. And my favorite state fish on the list is the northern pike. And only because its scientific name is one of my favorite scientific names, the Esox lucius. And I just love that species name. It's just awesome and it's super fun to say. All right, so that ends the quiz portion of the show. So if you would like to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Fisheries Pod, or old-fashioned email, feedback@thefisheriespodcast.com. I expect we may be getting some state fish clarifications in response to this particular episode. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can download past, present, and future episodes on your favorite listening app or stream it from Spotify or thefisheriespodcast.com. And don't forget, you can help support the podcast with a monthly contribution or by rocking some awesome Fisheries Podcast logo shirts. I'm Sue Colvin. Thank you for listening to the 121st episode of the Fisheries Podcast. Let us know if you'd like to do a future quiz show episode and if you'd like to join us on the show. And Dawson has our closing remarks today.
And remember, the humuhumu nukunuku apua'a, the reef triggerfish, is the state fish of Hawaii.
It's kind of how German is too, right?
Yeah, German. German is, it's interesting because German is completely unrelated to Hawaii, to Hawaiian, right. But it has a pretty similar structure like that. You can form entire sentences out of words, basically.
So tell us again, break it down for us again, what the name for Hawaii state fish means.
Yes. So its common name is just the reef triggerfish, but the Hawaiian name, humuhumu, means triggerfish. That's just what the people there always called the triggerfish when they saw it. And the entire name itself means triggerfish with a snout like a pig. Because they are really weird looking fish. They have kind of like a deep body and they have a relatively long snout. And it almost looks like a snout of like a horse or a pig. If you've ever seen like a pig skull, it has that slope like that. And so humuhumu just means triggerfish. And somewhere in Nukunuku Apua'a, there's a pig snout.